This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, as producers work through the heart of the growing season, it's becoming increasingly clear that tighter margins and rising input costs are putting an added strain on farm finances. From fuel to fertilizer, every dollar spent must stretch a little further than it did just a few years ago. In times like these, sound financial decisions aren't just helpful, they're essential to long-term viability. And with planning for the 2026 growing season already on the horizon, farmers are facing important choices that will shape their bottom line well beyond this harvest. So what should Iowa farmers be thinking about? We'll talk with Nutrien Financial next.
Want to grow more than soybeans? Grow your impact. Become a member of the Iowa Soybean Association and put your checkoff dollars to work, driving innovation, expanding markets, and fueling the future of farming. Sign up or renew by August 31st, 2025, and you're in the running to win awesome gear, like a DJI Mini 4 Pro drone, ISA-branded apparel, and more. It's your farm, your future. Let's grow it together. Visit iasoybeans.com to join or renew today.
Shelby Niederhoff is a territory manager for Nutrien Financial in Wellsburg, Iowa, and helps producers navigate today's financial challenges by offering different options to keep their farm viable. She says uncertainty is the common thread in her conversation with farmers in her area.
So I think the one thing we can all agree on that's going on right now is there's a lot of uncertainty. We're facing low commodity prices, and the cost of inputs really hasn't come down in the same amount that the commodity prices have fallen. One thing we talk a lot about with our growers is controlling your controllables, understanding where your cash flow is, and what your break-even point is per acre. There's a lot of, you know, uncertainty going into next year. So just being able to control what we can control to help us make more informed decisions.
Even the best financial plans can be tested by unexpected shifts in the market or weather. Niederhoff encourages producers to find flexibility by building it into their financial strategy as soon as possible.
One thing that we talk about with Nutrien Financial is our programs are fixed rate, and they have a little bit of an extended due date. So you can utilize, for example, the capital from your operating line if you do need to make pivots throughout the year, because you don't have your entire operating line tied up, you know, with your seed and chemical. I know a lot of guys this time of year, especially in Iowa, we saw a lot of corn tassel in the last week. So they're talking about, do I put fungicide on? That's one pivot we see year to year, depending where the commodity prices are. So that's what a lot of my guys are talking about right now. Where's the ROI? What's the rate that we're putting it on? What's it going to cost? Things like that.
As planning begins on 2026's growing season, Niederhoff advises farmers to take advantage of early purchase discounts whenever possible, and also stay in contact with your lenders to find out what your options are.
There's a lot of benefit in knowing early on. You can usually take advantage of, you know, price discounts by locking products in early. So looking for cost savings that way, talking with your lender, talking with a Nutrien Financial representative of what that financing might look like, just so you have that interest expense. As rates have gone up, that's a huge line item on everybody's P&L. So by taking advantage of early financing offers to lock in your price, you can control more of those things on your cash flow, reduce uncertainty, and that way you can make decisions going into the next year, knowing exactly where you're at, protecting your, covering your fixed costs, protecting your bottom line.
We have more at iowaagnet.com. I'm Dustin Huffman reporting.